From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some relief in sight for the Ebola epidemic that has ravaged West Africa for more than a year. That story now from VOA's Carol Pearson.
Rival pharmaceutical companies work together to produce a vaccine, and at last there is one, produced in record time and said to be highly effective. Dr. Junge Arne Rutengen is one of the study co-authors at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health.
Based on the number of individuals and cases we see, there is 100% protection in those vaccinated.
The vaccine combines a protein of the strain of Ebola that ravaged West Africa and another unrelated virus. The result is a weakened virus that cannot cause disease, but generates an immune response. Health workers and others at high risk were the first to get vaccinated, along with thousands of volunteers. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Security issues will be the focal point of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry travels to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam, where they'll mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. Afghan Taliban announced on Friday its Supreme Council chose Mullah Akhtar Mansour as their new chief after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban sources say his leadership is highly contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. This is VOA News.